Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $300 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $300 into something bigger when you bet on money lines, spread, totals, player props.
$300 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365.
Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
With Robinhood, not only can you trade individual stocks and ETFs, you can also seamlessly buy and sell crypto at low costs. Trade all in one place. Get started now on Robinhood. Trading crypto involves significant risk. Crypto trading is offered through an account with Robinhood Crypto LLC. Robinhood Crypto is licensed to engage in virtual currency business activity by the New York State Department of Financial Services. Crypto held through Robinhood Crypto is not FDIC insured or SIPC protected. Investing involves risk, including loss of principal. Securities trading is offered through an account with Robinhood Financial LLC, member SIPC, a registered broker-dealer.
Have you ever wondered how to unlock the full power of faith? What if I told you there's a secret to experiencing God's blessings before they even manifest? Today, we're diving deep into a life-changing concept, thanking God in advance. I'm also going to pray a powerful prayer with you in the mighty name of Jesus. So watch until the end and open your hearts to receive the blessings of this prayer. My friends, imagine you're on a treasure hunt, following a map to hidden riches. You haven't seen the treasure yet, but your excitement builds with each step. That's the essence of thanking God in advance. It's a journey of joyful anticipation. As we explore this powerful principle, let's keep in mind the words from Hebrews 11, verse 1. Now faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen. When we thank God before seeing the blessing, we're not just hoping, we're actively participating in the manifestation of God's promises. It's an act of bold faith that tells God, I trust you completely, even before I see the outcome. Now, I will guide you through three crucial aspects of this life-changing practice of thanking God in advance. Number one, cultivating unwavering faith. My dear friends, this is the bedrock of thanking God in advance. When we thank God before we see results, we're demonstrating our trust in His promises. It's like planting seeds in fertile soil, knowing that with time and care, they will grow into a bountiful harvest. Our faith is that fertile soil, and our gratitude is the water that nourishes those seeds. The Bible tells us in Mark 11, verse 24, Therefore, I say to you, whatever things you ask when you pray, believe that you receive them, and you will have them. This verse is a powerful reminder of the importance of believing before seeing. When we thank God in advance, we're aligning our hearts with this truth. We're saying, God, I trust you so completely that I'm celebrating the answer before it arrives. This kind of faith moves mountains. It's not always easy, especially when circumstances seem dire. But that's precisely when our faith is most crucial. Remember the story of Paul and Silas in prison? They were beaten, chained, and locked up in the innermost cell. Yet, what did they do? They prayed and sang hymns to God at midnight. They thanked God in advance for their deliverance. And what happened? There was a great earthquake. Their chains fell off, and the prison doors flew open. Their faith and gratitude paved the way for a miracle. We can learn so much from their example. When we face our own prison cells, whether they're financial struggles, health issues, or relationship problems, we have a choice. We can focus on the chains binding us, or we can lift our voices in praise. Cultivating unwavering faith means choosing gratitude, even when it's hard. It means thanking God for the breakthrough before it happens. It's declaring His goodness in the face of adversity. This kind of faith isn't blind optimism. It's rooted in the character of God and His promises to us. When we thank God in advance, we're not trying to manipulate Him into giving us what we want. Instead, we're acknowledging that He is good, faithful, and true to His word. We're saying, God, I trust your plan, even if it's different from what I expect. This attitude of faith opens our eyes to see God's hand at work in our lives. It makes us more attuned to His guidance and blessings. When we cultivate unwavering faith, we become more patient in waiting. We find peace in the midst of storms. We discover joy in the journey, not just the destination. The Bible encourages us in Hebrews 10 verses 35 to 36. Therefore, do not cast away your confidence, which has great reward. For you have need of endurance, so that after you have done the will of God, you may receive the promise. Cultivating unwavering faith is about maintaining that confidence. It's about enduring with gratitude, knowing that God's promises never fail. As we thank God in advance, we're actively participating in our own transformation. We're becoming more like Christ, who always gave thanks to the Father. This faith-filled gratitude changes us from the inside out. It shifts our perspective from earthly limitations to heavenly possibilities. When we cultivate unwavering faith, we're not denying reality. We're choosing to focus on a higher reality, God's truth and promises. This doesn't mean we ignore our problems or pretend everything is perfect. Instead, we bring our concerns to God with thanksgiving, trusting He will provide. Philippians 4 verse 6 instructs us, "Be anxious for nothing, but in everything by prayer and supplication, with thanksgiving."
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
If you're shopping while working, eating, or even listening to this podcast, then you know and love the thrill of a deal. But are you getting the deal and cash back? Rakuten shoppers do. They get the brands they love, savings, and cash back. And you can get it too. Start getting cash back at your favorite stores like Levi's, Plow & Hearth, Adidas, Sephora, and Neiman Marcus. Stack sales on top of cash back and feel what it's like to know you're maximizing the savings. And it's easy to use. And you get your cash back sent to you through PayPal or check. The idea is simple. Stores pay Rakuten for sending them shoppers, and Rakuten shares the money with you as cash back. Download the free Rakuten app or go to Rakuten.com to start saving today. It's the most rewarding way to shop. That's Rakuten, Rakuten.com.
Let your requests be made known to God. Notice how thanksgiving is an integral part of bringing our requests to God. It's not an afterthought, but a key component of effective prayer. As we cultivate unwavering faith, we'll find ourselves growing stronger spiritually. We'll become more resilient in the face of challenges. Our faith will inspire others, just as Paul and Silas inspired their fellow prisoners. Remember, faith is like a muscle. It grows stronger with exercise. Every time we choose to thank God in advance, we're strengthening our faith. We're declaring our trust in His goodness and power. This unwavering faith becomes a testimony to others. It shines as a light in dark places, pointing people to the source of our hope. My friends, I encourage you to start practicing this principle today. Find something you're waiting on God for and begin thanking Him for the answer. Watch how this attitude of gratitude transforms your perspective and strengthens your faith. Number 2. Embracing divine timing. My friends, let's examine the crucial aspect of embracing divine timing. When we thank God in advance, we're not just expressing faith in what He'll do, but also in when He'll do it. God's timing is perfect, even when it doesn't align with our expectations. Embracing divine timing means trusting that God knows the best moment for every blessing and breakthrough. It's about aligning our hearts with His divine schedule. The Bible reminds us in Ecclesiastes 3, verse 1, "To everything there is a season, a time for every purpose under heaven." This verse beautifully captures the essence of divine timing. God has a specific time for everything in our lives. When we thank Him in advance, we're acknowledging His wisdom in this timing. We're saying, "God, I trust not just what You're doing, but when You're doing it." This attitude of trust can be challenging, especially in a world that values instant gratification. We live in an age of same-day delivery and on-demand services. But God's blessings don't always arrive with next-day shipping. Sometimes He asks us to wait, to grow, to prepare for what He has in store. During these waiting periods, thanking God in advance becomes even more powerful. It's in these moments that our faith is refined and strengthened. Think about a farmer planting seeds. He doesn't dig them up every day to check their progress. Instead, he trusts in the process, knowing that in due time, the harvest will come. Similarly, when we thank God in advance, we're trusting His process. We're allowing Him to work behind the scenes, preparing us and our circumstances. Remember the story of Joseph in the Old Testament? He had dreams of leadership, but his path to that position was long and arduous. He faced betrayal, slavery, and imprisonment before his dreams were realized. Yet, through it all, Joseph maintained his faith and integrity. He embraced God's timing, even when it seemed everything was going wrong. And in the end, God's perfect timing placed Joseph in a position to save many lives. We can learn so much from Joseph's example. When we thank God in advance, we're choosing to trust His timing, like Joseph did. We're declaring that even in our prison moments, God is working for our good. This trust in divine timing brings peace to our hearts. It frees us from the anxiety of trying to make things happen on our own schedule. Instead, we can rest in God's perfect plan and timing. The prophet Isaiah gives us a beautiful promise in Isaiah 40, verse 31. "But those who wait on the Lord shall renew their strength. They shall mount up with wings like eagles. They shall run and not be weary. They shall walk and not faint." Notice how waiting on the Lord is connected to renewed strength. When we embrace divine timing, thanking God in advance, we tap into this renewal. We find supernatural strength to persevere, to keep moving forward in faith. This doesn't mean we become passive or idle. Embracing divine timing is an active process. We continue to pray, to prepare, to do our part while trusting God with the results. It's about finding the balance between faith and action. We work as if everything depends on us, but we pray knowing everything depends on God. As we thank God in advance, embracing His timing, we develop patience. This patience isn't just about waiting. It's about waiting Well, it's about maintaining a heart of gratitude and expectation, even when we can't see progress. The Apostle Paul encourages us in Romans 8, verse 25. But if we hope for what we do not see, we eagerly wait for it with perseverance. This eager waiting with perseverance is at the heart of thanking God in advance. It's about maintaining our joy and gratitude as we anticipate God's perfect timing. When we embrace divine timing, we also become more attuned to God's voice. We learn to recognize His leading, His not yet, and His go-ahead. This discernment is crucial in our walk of faith. It helps us avoid rushing ahead of God or lagging behind His plan. Thanking God in advance while embracing His timing also protects us from disappointment. When our gratitude is rooted in who God is, rather than just what He does, we find contentment in every season. We can appreciate the journey, not just the destination. This attitude of gratitude transforms our waiting periods from frustration to anticipation. We begin to see delays, not as denials, but as opportunities for growth and preparation. Every day becomes a chance to thank God for what He's doing behind the scenes. As we embrace divine timing, we also learn to celebrate others' blessings. We realize that God's timing is unique for each person. Instead of comparing our journey to others, we can rejoice with those who rejoice. This perspective frees us from envy and cultivates a spirit of genuine joy. Remember, my dear friends, that God is never late, but He's rarely early. His timing is always perfect, even when it doesn't make sense to us. As we thank Him in advance, we're declaring our trust in this perfect timing. We're choosing to see our current circumstances through the lens of faith. This doesn't mean we don't feel moments of impatience or frustration, but it does mean we bring those feelings to God, choosing gratitude over grumbling. My friends, I want you to reflect on areas where you're waiting on God. How can you thank Him in advance while embracing His timing? What would it look like to trust His schedule more than your own? Number 3, unleashing the power of gratitude in our lives. My friends, gratitude is more than just saying, thank you. It's a transformative force that can change our entire outlook. When we thank God in advance, we're tapping into this power in a profound way. We're choosing to live in a state of thankfulness, regardless of our circumstances. The Bible encourages us in 1 Thessalonians 5, verse 18. In everything, give thanks, for this is the will of God in Christ Jesus for you. Notice it says in everything, not for everything. This means we can find reasons to be thankful, even in difficult situations. When we thank God in advance, we're practicing this principle in a powerful way. We're choosing gratitude before we see the outcome. This attitude of thankfulness opens our eyes to God's blessings all around us. It helps us notice the small miracles we might otherwise overlook. When we're constantly looking for reasons to thank God, we find them everywhere. The sunrise becomes a reminder of His faithfulness. A kind word from a friend becomes evidence of His love. Even challenges become opportunities to trust Him more deeply. Gratitude also has a profound impact on our mental and emotional well-being. It helps reduce stress, improve sleep, and boosts overall happiness. When we thank God in advance, we're not just benefiting spiritually, but holistically. We're aligning our minds and hearts with God's truth and promises. This alignment brings peace that surpasses understanding. As Philippians 4, verses 6 to 7 tells us, be anxious for nothing, but in everything by prayer and supplication, with thanksgiving, let your requests be made known to God. And the peace of God, which surpasses all understanding, will guard your hearts and minds through Christ Jesus. Notice how thanksgiving is directly linked to experiencing God's peace. When we thank God in advance, we're inviting this peace into our lives. We're choosing to focus on His goodness rather than our worries. This doesn't mean we ignore our problems or pretend everything is perfect. Instead, we bring our concerns to God with a heart of gratitude. We thank Him for His faithfulness in the past and trust Him for the future. This attitude of gratitude also impacts our relationships with others. When we're thankful, we become more patient, kind, and understanding. We're less likely to complain and more likely to encourage. Our gratitude becomes contagious, inspiring those around us to be thankful too. Thanking God in advance also strengthens our prayer life. It shifts our focus from what we lack to what God has already provided. This perspective change makes our prayers more powerful and effective. We begin to pray from a place of victory rather than desperation. The psalmist understood this when he wrote in Psalm 100 verses 4 to 5, "Enter into his gates with thanksgiving and into his courts with praise. Be thankful to him and bless his name, for the Lord is good. His mercy is everlasting, and his truth endures to all generations." When we enter God's presence with thanksgiving, we position ourselves to receive from him. We acknowledge his goodness and faithfulness before we present our requests. This attitude of gratitude also helps us maintain perspective in difficult times. When we thank God in advance, we're reminding ourselves of his bigger picture. We're declaring that he is in control, even when circumstances seem chaotic. This doesn't mean we deny our pain or struggles. Rather, we choose to see them through the lens of God's love and sovereignty. Gratitude also fuels our faith and hope. When we thank God for what he will do, we're strengthening our belief in his promises. We're training our hearts to expect good things from a good Father. This expectant gratitude keeps us moving forward, even when progress seems slow. It gives us the strength to persevere, knowing that God is working all things for our good. As we cultivate this attitude of thankfulness, we become more aware of God's presence in our daily lives. We start to see His hand in the big and small moments. Our lives become a continuous conversation with Him, filled with praise and thanksgiving. This constant communion with God transforms our character. We become more like Christ, who always gave thanks to the Father. Our gratitude becomes a powerful testimony to others. People are drawn to those who radiate joy and thankfulness. By thanking God in advance, we become beacons of hope in a world often filled with negativity. We demonstrate the reality of God's goodness and faithfulness. My friends, I encourage you to start practicing advanced gratitude today. Begin thanking God for answers to prayers you haven't seen yet. Express gratitude for breakthroughs that are still in progress. Watch how this attitude transforms your perspective and strengthens your faith. Remember, my friends, gratitude is not just a feeling. It's a choice we make daily. As we choose to thank God in advance, we invite His power in our lives. We open ourselves to experience His peace, joy, and blessings in new ways. Let's commit to living lives overflowing with thankfulness, always expecting God's goodness. Now, to all those within the sound of my voice, let us go to the Lord in prayer. I want you to pray this prayer with me so that you can have all the blessings of this prayer. Let us pray to our gracious and loving God. Heavenly Father, you are the Alpha and Omega, the beginning and the end. Your wisdom surpasses all understanding, and your love knows no bounds. Lord, I praise you for your majesty, for you are the creator of all things seen and unseen. Your faithfulness endures forever, and your mercies are new every morning. I thank you, Lord, for your unwavering presence in my life. Thank you for your countless blessings, both seen and unseen. I'm grateful for your guidance, protection, and unending love. Father, I come before you with a humble heart, asking for forgiveness of my sins. Cleanse me from all unrighteousness, and create in me a pure heart, O God. I also choose to forgive those who have wronged me, just as you have forgiven me. Lord, I thank you in advance for the answers to my prayers that are yet to come. I praise you for the breakthroughs that are on their way, even when I can't see them. Help me to cultivate unwavering faith, trusting in your perfect timing. Give me the strength to embrace your divine timing, even when it differs from my own. I declare in the name of Jesus that my faith is growing stronger each day. In the name of Jesus, I rebuke doubt and fear, for they have no place in my life. I reject the spirit of impatience and claim the fruit of patience in my life. Father, teach me to wait on you with a heart full of gratitude and expectation. Let my life be a testimony of your faithfulness, even in seasons of waiting. Help me to see your hand at work in every circumstance, both good and challenging. I pray for a deep revelation of your love that sustains me through every season. Lord, I ask for your blessings to overflow in my life and the lives of my loved ones. I pray for healing, physical, emotional, and spiritual. Protect us from the attacks of the enemy. Be our shield and our fortress. Guard our minds against negativity and our hearts against bitterness. Bless our relationships and our work. Bless us with your favor and grace. Lord, as I say this prayer, together with everyone listening, I am grateful for every heart that is opening before you right now. We come in agreement, lifting each other up before your throne of grace. We declare victory over every challenge we face. For greater is he that is in us than he that is in the world. We claim the healing that Jesus provided through his stripes for sickness and disease. Thank you, Lord, for your protection that surrounds us like a mighty fortress. Let your Holy Spirit fill us afresh. Guide us in all truth and empower us to live lives that glorify God. We thank you in advance for the miracles that you're working in our lives. Help us to cultivate unwavering faith, embracing your perfect timing in all things. Teach us to unleash the power of gratitude, transforming our perspective and strengthening our faith. Let our lives overflow with thankfulness, always expecting your goodness. Lord, we declare that our faith is unshakable, rooted deeply in your unfailing love. We rebuke every spirit of doubt, fear, and anxiety in the mighty name of Jesus. We bind the forces of darkness that seek to steal our peace and joy. And we claim the fruit of the Spirit in our lives. Let your will be done on earth and in our lives, as it is in heaven. For yours is the kingdom, the power, and the glory, forever and ever. Thank you, Lord, for hearing and answering my prayer. In the mighty name of Jesus, I pray. Amen. If you were blessed by this message, type the word Amen in the comments section below. I declare that all the blessings of this prayer are now upon you, in the name of Jesus. You can help us to reach more persons and spread the gospel. You can do this by sharing the video with a friend or family member who you know needs the blessing of this prayer, and by clicking the like button. Also remember to subscribe to our daily Jesus devotional channel for more videos that will bless your heart and uplift your spirit. We appreciate all those who support us. You're blessed to be a blessing. Now, for those who are listening and you want to accept Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior, I urge you to receive God's grace with an open and repentant heart. Start where you are. Your past doesn't matter. Jesus came to seek and to save those that are lost. God loves you. It is not God's will that anyone should perish, but for all to come to repentance. Say this simple salvation prayer for yourself. Dear Lord Jesus, I know that I am a sinner, and I ask for your forgiveness. I believe you died for my sins and rose from the dead. I turn from my sins and invite you to come into my heart and life. I want to trust and follow you as my Lord and Savior. Lord Jesus, hear my prayer, I pray. Thank you, Lord, for saving me. Amen. Now that you have prayed this prayer, you can ask a pastor to baptize you at a local church and make that decision public. Baptism is a symbol of that decision to follow Jesus. I then encourage you to have fellowship with other believers, to learn more about your new life, and to get to know more about God. Please feel free to leave your prayer request in the comments section so that we can present them before God for your blessings and victory. Also, we invite other believers on the YouTube platform and all over the world to join us and start praying for you right now. And we want you to know that even if you don't see a reply to your prayer request, it doesn't mean that you were not prayed for. Rest assured that we are actively lifting up each request to God that is in accordance with His will. We believe in the power of prayer to bring comfort, healing, and guidance in accordance with God's perfect plan. To God be all the glory. May the grace and peace of our Lord Jesus Christ be with you all.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $300 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $300 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$300 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365.
Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply, in-app only.
Trying to lose weight? It's time to try Hers. At forhers.com/foryou, you can access affordable, doctor-trusted weight loss treatments tailored just for you. These include oral medication kits or compounded GLP-1 injections. Through Hers, pricing for oral medication kits start at just $69 a month for a 10-month plan when paid in full upfront. No hidden fees, no membership fees. You shouldn't have to go out of your way to feel like yourself. Hers brings expert care straight to you with 100% online access to personalized treatment plans that put your goals first. Reach your weight loss goals with help through Hers. Get started at forhers.com/foryou to access affordable, doctor-trusted weight loss plans. That's forhers.com/foryou, forhers.com/foryou. Paid for by Hims and Hers Health. Weight loss by Hers is not available everywhere. Compounded products are not FDA approved or verified for safety, effectiveness, or quality. Prescription required. Restrictions at forhers.com apply.